Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper
and buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Now it's time for our Cyclone Insider on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1 with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this Thursday morning?
Doing very well, thanks.
Good. And, you know, Iowa State going to look to bounce back this coming Sunday, coming off a tough loss last week at home against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And, of course, that one was at home for Iowa State in an 84-68 loss. What was your big takeaway on how Iowa State felt after that game and knowing what they need to do going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's things to correct, obviously. The fact they're having such a hard time making three-point shots. You know, they're last in the Big 12 in three-point shooting percentage. And that's so rare to say for an Iowa State coach team under Fred Hoiberg or Steve Frohm, because they've really flourished from the three-point line for about the last 8 to 10 years. So it seems really weird that Iowa State is having a hard time, you know, really a tough time shooting the three. And if some of those shots can start falling, and I think they will, it'll really open some things up. And the offense isn't broken. I mean, Iowa State went into that Iowa game averaging 82 points a game. So they've been doing a lot of good things offensively, but they've really struggled to shoot the three ball. You know, Iowa deserved to win the game. They played better from start to finish. And so hats off to them for a great win. But I think Iowa State's capable of more, certainly. And I think we'll see more. You know, they had really taken a big step forward, I thought, defensively against Seton Hall also the game before. And then maybe a step backwards against Iowa in that department. So get them back to basics on that end of the floor, I think, is number one. But then I think eventually those three-point shots are going to start falling, because the guys that are missing them are historically better three-point shooters than what they've shown this season. And there's a couple freshmen, too, that have been struggling from out there. And those guys I know are good shooters. And it's just, you know, they're struggling early in their careers to get those shots down. But I think they will eventually. And sooner or later, the lid's going to come off that basket, and you're going to see some really good wins for Iowa State, and hopefully real soon, because conference play is starting up here soon.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Just a couple of more games, and the first one is against Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, and then Florida A&M right around the corner on the 31st of December. So these last two games, pretty much kind of a little bit of a tune-up, would you say, for Iowa State?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, conference play is a grind. You know, you're going to play two games a week. It's going to be against really good competition. One of them is usually going to be on the road, sometimes both of them. And mixed into all that is going to be a matchup with Auburn, which is one of the very few undefeated teams remaining in college basketball. And on the NET rankings, which the first one just came out this past week, they're number one, which is what the NCAA committee largely uses. So, you know, there's some great opportunities out there for Iowa State. If they could go into an Auburn and win, or do well in Big 12 conference play and beat some of those teams they're going to face, you know, they're going to put themselves in a great position. But they got to do the work, and they got to get the job done. And the great thing about playing in the Big 12 is if you do your job in the Big 12 conference, if you play well in league play, you're going to get to the NCAA tournament. And it's the best league. It's been the best league, RPI or NET or whatever you want to call it, Ken Pom. About five of the last 6 years, the Big 12 has been number one in that category. And, you know, it's going to be right up there again this year. So if you can go in and compete and do well in the Big 12, get to that 500 mark or better, you're going to put yourself in position where you're at least talked about for the NCAA tournament. But certainly, you know, the loss to Iowa hurts Iowa State in terms of their overall resume. They do have a really good non-conference win against Seton Hall. They have a decent non-conference win against Alabama. But certainly that win over Iowa would have been a good notch in their belts. Now you got to go get that one somewhere else, whether it's a win at Auburn or just maybe go 10-8 instead of 9-9 in the league, or hopefully even better. So lots of stuff out there, but got to go get after it.
Purdue Fort Wayne is the game on Sunday. It's at noon. Pregame show starts at 11 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on Kicks 101.1. John Walters on the call. You'll also have the call next Saturday, John. Final question for you. Iowa State football getting ready for their big game against Notre Dame next Saturday at 11 a.m., the game right here on Kicks 101.1. What's kind of the feeling right now as far as preparation goes for that football team and getting ready for the big battle against Notre Dame?
Well, it's a really great opportunity for this Cyclone football team. You know, they still have a bad taste in their mouth about going into Manhattan, Kansas, not playing particularly well in the season finale. I think they'd really like to erase that thought. And the best way to do that would be to get a great win against an historically great opponent, an opponent that's really good this year, too. They're 14th ranked in the country. They've only lost twice, and that was to Michigan and Georgia. They're an excellent football team. So, you know, first time ever that Iowa State's played Notre Dame, first time ever that Iowa State's played a bowl game in Florida. There's a lot of firsts out there. And for this team, if they can go in there and win it and finish with 8 wins for the 3rd straight season, just the 2nd time in school history, they'll have accomplished a lot. And I think there's a really upward trajectory for the Iowa State football program, period, to get a chance to play them and kind of a stage. And it's right before the 2 playoff semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
What a great, great opportunity for Iowa State to start that day on a really high note for Cyclone fans.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we look forward to the game next Saturday. Truly anticipate that one. John, thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah, talk to you next week, Brandon.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.